please with her.
Blog Talk Radio.
Was discovered by Stevie Wonder. She's known for her incredible voice. She's here performing Rise Up from her debut album, Cheers to the Fall. Give it up for Andra Day.
Yeah! Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see the guilt, so we can walk it out. Ooh, mountain, we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountain. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. And I do it the thousand.
Actually, we started the debut. Yes, we started working rolled. On it about 4 years
we
ago.
Rolled.
And it was actually Stevie Wonder who
doing a Universal Captivity.
Incredible. Yeah, it was
we
an
rolled.
Amazing experience. I was actually
doing the
a tiny apartment, that one bedroom that I had
together,
with my mom, and he called.
The bottom of slave ship like sardines and filth and human waste.
And so they brought me up to L.A.
We
and
then
you're on your way, kid.
Yeah.
Doing Jim Crow.
Congratulations, Andra. Thank you for being on the show. Andra Day's debut album is called Cheers to the Fall.
and so-called universal white race supremacy. So considering that Rona, it too shall pass, we will rise as we rose in different times. A piece of advice to perhaps help you in your rising, stay connected, most importantly, to your Creator. Stay safe. Stay at home. And stay together. I'm not saying all on top of one another. You have your telephone and you have your foosbook. You have some form of application to keep in connection with one another. As we do on the Blog Talk radio station, we stay connected. We stay connected to keep our relationship solidified with our Creator. And how do we do that? We do that by practice, because we realize that practice makes perfect. Brother Maury Cartier from New York City, he's into martial arts. And he know the martial art grandmaster. He became a grandmaster not by chance and a happenstance. He became a grandmaster by repetitiveness. And we will become grand in our relationship with our Creator, not because we're something special, because we are repetitive in our research. We're repetitive in applying that research over and over and over and over again. Even when you make a mistake, get up, shake off the dust, and be repetitive with your Creator. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. Again, my name is Brother Yam Suf Arif. We have been studying in the book of Ezekiel. We have been studying. A lot of people like to make the Most High like the bunny rabbit or something like that, the Easter bunny, just cuddly. You can do whatever you want. You can have whatever you like. You can do whoever you want to be. No, 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 no. That's a fallacy. You can't be what you want to be, do what you want to do. It doesn't work like that. Ask any grandmaster in martial arts. You can't go up there kicking and swinging and whatnot, don't have any technique. You're going to get knocked out. I can't see it, but you know what I'm talking about. And the same way applies when it comes to the Most High and His Word. You can't go out there doing without proper technique, which is proper study and proper application, and thinking you are a grand master. Your relationship is solidified with the Most High. I can say what I want to do, do what I want to do. No. You're going to have one of them bone crushers come after you. Yes, we read in our studies about the bone crushers. And they carry big clubs with six of them. Brother Maury Cartier says there's a whole lot more than the six we read about. And there is a person, a man in linen, going about taking notes and making marks on people. Now, we don't see them, but they see us. As we read about the sheriffs that carries the Most High, about four of them, with four different faces, the face of a sheriff, a human, an eagle, and a lion, with their wheel works. They can move forward, backward, left or right. They don't have to veer. And we read about these sheriffs, that they got eyes all over their wings, all over their bodies, all over the wheel works that purports them alone, meaning that they don't miss nothing. They see everything. The Most High sees everything. So these studies are vital to your understanding of your Creator. They are vital to your relationship with your Creator. And they are extremely vital on the situations far as this Rona is concerned, this pestilence, this plague. We've been inundated with pestilence and plagues before, and we survive. And the Most High will, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we shall survive Rona. Just keep connected with your Most High. Get your maps out. What do you mean? What do you mean, map? Get your Torah, get your Bible, man. I got to tell you everything. Get your maps out. Turn to chapter 12, sector 12, we like to call it, because it's like a map to us, a study, a search. And that's what it really is, a search, a study. Now, we're not going back in time, brothers and sisters, for a warm, fuzzy feeling. Ooh, we used to be like that. Oh, yeah. No. We're not going back there for that. We're going back there to do a critical analysis and assessment to find us out what got us in these slave ships sent here, universally speaking, and still a hot mess for some of us concerned. Because to some of us that I am alluding to are the very ones that are stiff-necked and stubborn and still leaning to their own understanding, think the Most High going to bring them home. Come on back, just where you live. You ain't changed at all. It's good to see you, Billy. It's good to see you, Sally. Oh, yeah, I miss y'all. Y'all ain't changed at all. No. Not y'all. Y'all ain't going to make it back. But the ones who are humble, the ones who understand what got them in the situation that they're in, universally speaking, the one who made amends, the ones who made correction, and the ones that bring me back, those are the ones that's coming home. Now, I may not make it in that crowd. Reason being, it may be a long time, but that don't neglect you from doing something for yourself. Neglect you from doing, because the Most High will restore you. He said it when he said, I will restore you. King David said, the Most High will restore my soul for his name's sake. The Most High will restore you when you need to be restored. Now, if you ain't in the restoration situation, well, only thing I can say about that, you didn't take these studies seriously. You continue to lean to your own understanding. You continue to be stiff-necked and stubborn. And thus you continue to find yourself in the same boat sinking as you found yourself in the beginning of our arrival here on these shores, buck-naked and in chains. And some of our minds still are buck-naked and chained. I simply allude to them as the walking dead. Some said the Biblio, the Torah says, we're like dry bones. And as I look around, I cannot help but to concur and agree with it. Because if the Most High Word doesn't infuse you, doesn't enliven you, doesn't propel you in the right direction, you're simply a dead bones, the walking dead. So let us enliven, let us infuse ourselves with the word of the Most High. And I want to simply say, brothers and sisters, may the Most High bless you, each of you. Because you know you need infusion. I know I need it. Come on now. I ain't better than damn one of y'all. So don't get it twisted. I need the Most High morning, noon, and night. I need him 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including a day in leap year. I need him every day. Because my thinker is broken. So I don't lean to my own understanding. I will get myself in a hot mess, just like some of our brothers and sisters are. So turn to chapter 12, brothers and sisters. Let's get busy. Let's infuse ourselves with what truly will work for us and not work on us, the word of the Most High. And let me begin by reading the word of the Elohim came to me. And this is Ezekiel speaking. And he says, O mortal, you dwell among the rebellious breed. See, we were a rebellious breed then, and some of us are still rebellious now. Oh, you can tell them. They don't say, thus said the Most High. They say, well, this is what I think. This is what I feel. But never what they know. Okay? They ain't going to tell you what they know because they don't know nothing. They was, well, I feel like this. You know, I feel like it ought to be something like that. And I think that it's probably going to work for you like this. No. That's going to work on you. That ain't going to work for you. And this is a rebellious breed. They have eyes to see, but they see not. Ears to hear, but they hear not. They are a rebellious breed. Therefore, mortal, get yourself gear for exile. Get your glad bag together for exile, because you're going in exile just like they're going. And going to exile by day before their eyes. I want you to imitate going into exile before their very eyes. They're going to think you're crazy, but you do it because I told you to do it. Don't question me. And going to exile from your home to another place before their very eyes. Perhaps they would take note. I'm trying to give them a chance. I'm trying to show them what's going to go on. And perhaps if you're doing what you're doing, pantomiming, them going into exile, maybe they'll take note. That's how much the Most High loves us. Even though they are a rebellious breed, I still love them. I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to give them a shot. Carry at your gear as gear for exile. Get everything like you're finna get ready to get on out of here and you ain't coming back. By day before their very eyes. Before their eyes, break through the wall and carry the gear, your exile gear, out through it before their eyes. I want them to see it. Carry it on your shoulder like you're finna get out of town. Take it out in the dark, go in the dark, and cover your face that you may not see the land. For I make you a promise to the house of Israel. No, excuse me. I tell you, my thinking's broke. I make you a portent. A portent. I make you the word portent is like it's just like a warning. I want them to see this. I want them to take note of this. Perhaps some may change. This rebellious breed, although I love them, they don't love me. And I ain't going to keep putting up with it. And I did just, and see, here's the beauty of a prophet, a man, a woman of the Most High. Not only a prophet, but this is indicative of a man or woman of the Most High. Not only a prophet. I did just as I was ordered. No question. I didn't say I feel, I believe, I think. I did just what I was ordered. No question. I took out my gear by day as gear for exile. And in the evening, I broke through the wall with my own hands. In the darkness, I carried the gear out on my shoulder. Carrying it before their eyes. I let them see me. I didn't do nothing in the dark, although it was in the dark. I did what I was ordered. And in the morning, the word of the Elohim came to me. He said, O mortal, did not the house of Israel, that rebellious breed, ask you, what are you doing? Said it in. Thus said the Elohim Yah. This pronouncement concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel are in it. I'm a portent for you as I have done, so it shall be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity, and the prince among them shall carry his gear, his own gear, on his shoulder as he goes out in the dark. He shall break through the wall in order to carry his gear, his own gear, out through it. He shall cover his face, because he himself shall not see the land with his eyes. Going away in the dark, he won't even see the land no more. He running away in the dark. I will bring him to Babylon, in the land of the Chaldeans. But he shall not see it. There he shall die, and all those around him, his helpers, and all of his troops. I will scatter them in every direction. I will unsheathe the sword against them. They can run, but they can't hide. I got some for them. Then when I scatter, what did I tell you about them sheriffs? Them eyes all over their body and wings and whatnot. They ain't missing nothing. You can run, but you can't hide. Them headbusters, they coming right after you. So you best get your mind right. And Rona may be one of them headbusters. I don't know. The Most High don't call me. He don't confide in me. I just take my orders. My suggestion to you, stop trying to figure out what Rona is and start figuring out how to follow orders. Maybe a headbuster. I don't know. Then where I scatter them among the nation and disperse them through the countries, they shall know that I am the Elohim. I will spare a few of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence. Another Rona at that time. That they may recount all their abominable deeds among the nations to which they come. They shall know that I am the Elohim. The word of the Elohim came to me. O mortal, eat your bread in trembling, and drink your water in fear and in anxiety, and say this to the people of the land. Thus said the Elohim Yah concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They shall eat their bread in anxiety and drink their water in desolation, because their land will be desolate of its multitudes on account of what? Of the lawlessness of all its inhabitants. Not some of them, not part of them, not half of them, of all of them, all of us together, brothers and sisters. So Yom Suk can't sit on a rock and say, hey, I'm something special. I'll read the Most High Word. You know, it don't apply to me. Yeah, it apply to me. Just because I'm reading the Most High Word don't make it don't apply to me. It apply to all of us. Because all of us are in this together. United we stand, divided we fall. As we fell once upon a time together. The inhabited town shall be laid waste, and the land shall become a desolation. Then you shall know that I am the Elohim. The word of the Elohim came to me. O mortal, let me ask you a question. What is that proverb that y'all have in the land of Israel that you said? What y'all got going on? And this how it goes. The days grow many, and every vision come to nothing. But I'm going to twist that for you. The Most High said, y'all got a sin in your land, that the days grow many, but every vision come to nothing. But y'all got the game twisted. But I'm gonna switch it up for you. He said, assuredly, said it him. Thus said the Elohim Yah, I will put an end to this proverb. It shall be used. It shall not be used in the land of Israel anymore. Speak rather to them. The day draw near, and the fulfillment of every vision shall come to pass. Moses said, yeah, I got a trick for you. Y'all talking about, yeah, we got many days, but ain't nothing coming about all these visions. We ain't worried about none of that. We just do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. The Most High don't see nothing. Just have a freaking Friday. Let's set party like it's 1999. The Most High don't see none of this. But he sees everything. What I tell you about them sheriffs? With all those eyes everywhere. Even on their wheel work. And he said, I'm going to stop that. I'm gonna stop that mess y'all talking about. And he said, the days are short. And I will fulfill everything I said to you. I'm sick of you. A fulfillment of every vision. For there shall no longer be any false vision or soothing divinations to the house of Israel. Ain't nobody going to bring you no more false vision or soothing, tickle my fancy, tickle my ear, tickle me elbow stuff to y'all no more. It's going down. I'm going to bring some Rona on you. I'm going to bring some pestilence on you. I'm going to bring some swords on you. I'm going to bring some famine on you. So you won't be saying, oh, man, you ain't talking about nothing. Man, many days, ain't ambition ain't come to nothing. I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to put the metal on the pedal. I'm going to stop all that jaw-jacking. That's what the Most High said. And he says, for wherefore I, the Elohim, speak what I speak, that word shall be fulfilled without any delay in your days, O rebellious breed. I will fulfill every word I speak, declares Yah, I Elohim. The word of the Elohim came to me. See, O mortal, the house of Israel says, the vision that he sees is far ahead, and he prophesies for distant future. But check this out. The vision that he sees are far ahead. They're many moons away. And what he's talking about is in distant future, many moons away. But you tell him this. But surely said to them, thus said, I am Yah, there shall be no more delay. Whenever I speak the word, that word shall be completed. Declares the Elohim, Yah. I'm going to end right there, but I got a double whammy for you, a triple, as I always do on the Real Talk for Real People show. And I have Brother Maury Cottrell from New York City coming on, and perhaps Ema Hadora. I invite you on the mic if you got something constructive and a positive to say what the Most High says. But don't come on the Real Talk for Real People show talking about what you think, talking about what you feel, because ain't none of that going to solve none of our problems. Oh, it's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Suf Arif. Without further ado, let me play a lovely song. Get your mind right. Get your mind in the right mood and whatnot. We'll be right back. Thank you.
that's how I done lose my head. Now I'm thinking on a dream that my sister had. Back then I was too young to see it wasn't bad. So dang shit, by the way, 'cause I'm hardly the woman that I was. Now I search for the ground underneath my feet as the city burns, as the city burns.
As the city burns, Andre Day. You're listening to Real Talk for Real People. My name is Brother Yamsuf Arif. Some people have said, Yamsuf, what's wrong with some of us that think of the broken? Some people say, Yamsuf, why are people acting like Rona ain't here? I said, because their thinker's broken. They said, Yamsuf, why they act like that? I said, yeah, because we ain't never changed. Some of us. Still the walking dead Negroes. Still stiff-necked and stubborn. And still don't heed the counsel of the great I Am, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, willing to heed the counsel of their enemies, but never willing to concede to the advice and the loving counsel of the Most High Elohim, Yah. They ain't changed. It's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you. Without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. May the Most High bless you, Moray Cartier from New York City. Your mic is hot.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May the Most High bless you, Yamsuf Ari.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May the Most High bless you.
You know, the Temptations made a song, Runaway Child, Running Wild, right?
That's us. That's us.
Runaway Child, Running Wild.
Running Wild.
But
And we ain't changed that much at all.
They say the fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
You sure know what it said, bro.
People wonder why we act the way we act. All you got to do is read our history. Because our kings, our prophets, they was crazy. Y'all got Yah in your midst, and you're not listening to him?
Come on now.
And Ezekiel's the prophet in this chapter. By his action, you know what he's telling Israel? I don't know what y'all doing.
But you better get ready to get out of here. Hey, man. Maybe I can get Ezekiel to come on the show. Because, man, that's a good saying. I don't know where y'all going, but y'all better get ready to get out of here.
Y'all and got him packing his bag, acting like he's going to leave. He's like, yeah. I don't know where y'all going, but y'all better get ready to get out of here.
Get out of here.
So he told the prophet Jeremiah, by your words is going to either raise nations or bring down nations. That's what he told Jeremiah.
But Isaiah, even if they but Moray, even if they ran, where could they run now? If they ran to, if they ran from the United States to Australia, if they ran to the UK, if they ran to Brazil, they got the same set of problems waiting for them when they get that Rona, that headbuster. So you better get yourself right with the Most High instead of trying to run away from the Most High, because them headbusters waiting wherever you're going to run to.
Hey, you know what?
Yo.
The world sees how Yah deals with his chosen people. And we, yo, the way we dealt with Yah is crazy. The Most High saying do what I say do. We don't want him to do what he do. And he said, I'm going to put you in the hand of nation. I'm going to punish y'all. And the nations is watching. Like, you chose these people. They don't want to listen to you. And now you're throwing them into our hands. And what you think we're going to do with them? We don't like them. We hate them. Why you choose them?
We're going to beat the brakes off of them.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they've done. Beat the brakes off of them.
Brakes off of them.
But the Most High is looking at those nations, too. Like, if I do that to my own son, the one I chose, the one who won't listen to me, backsliding, what you think I'm going to do to you?
Woo-wee. Don't even think about it.
Don't even think about it. What you think I'm going to do to you?
I mean, if he treated us loving it, woo-wee.
He's sitting on past that cup of fury.
You ain't got a snowball chance in hell. Truth be told.
Not at all, man. Not at all. And I'm so glad that it's the end of our punishment and not the beginning, because now Yah is awakening his people, and he's going to take us back. These people think that we're their property, that they can profit off us with our skills, our talents, and our abilities. And that's what they've been doing. They've been profiting off our skills, our talents, our strengths, and our abilities. But now it's your turn to pay. Most times he's going to take the cup of fury out of our hands and put it into the nation's hands who put their hands on us. So our fathers are going through it. And Ezekiel, the prophet, he's not speaking to our people. He's taking physical action, right? The Most High told him to eat bread and drink water in front of the people. And you know how he's cooking his bread, right? With that cow doodle.
Yep.
And you know how people's like, yo, Ezekiel, you crazy as hell, man. You eating bread off cow doodle. You drinking water. And now you acting like you going somewhere. Packing your stuff.
Ezekiel lost his rabbit ass mind. What is he eating bread on cow
what
doodle?
Doing, huh?
And he's
what
shaking and trembling and drinking his water and eating. And now the food breaking through the wall with his clothes on his back. What is wrong with that boy?
So you want to be a prophet, right? You want to be a prophet of God, huh? People will look at you like you crazy with the things that Yah told the prophets to do.
Hey,
right?
Hey, although you might not be a prophet, I might not be a prophet, they sure look at us crazy on the real top of real people show. You crazy, Moray. They look at me just like that. Welcome to the club.
Yo, I've been reading the prophets for a long time. I'm trying to share them with our people, and I know what they went through. So the reaction I get from our people, it don't surprise me, because if our fathers who knew themselves in the land didn't obey Yah's word, and we're in this captivity, we done lost everything, I know your response is probably going to be just like our ancient fathers in ancient times. But Ezekiel was trying to tell him the judgment is here it right now. And they were trying to say, yo, we heard that before. We good. You know, that's not
coming
down.
Many days, but no vision. Many days, y'all just talking loud.
We heard Jeremiah. We done heard Hosea. We heard all these Daniel. We heard him, what he said. It ain't come yet. Nah, go ahead with yourself. No. What Ezekiel was doing was showing that Yah was about to judge them right there, right then, right now. And that's what they didn't realize. Because he's talking about Zedekiah, the last king of Israel. What did he say about Zedekiah? He said, the prince among them will put his things on his shoulder at dusk and leave, and a hole will be dug in the wall for him to go through. That's how Zedekiah escaped the Babylonians who were trying to chase him and kill him. Jeremiah told him, don't go to Egypt. He had to break through the wall to try to escape. So Ezekiel is explaining what Zedekiah was going to do. He was going to try to break through the wall. I will bring him to Babylon. And that's what happened, the land of Chaldea. So Chaldea, Babylon, they all the same thing to the Most High. But he will not see. The Babylonians killed his sons right before his eyes and plucked his eyes out. That's the last thing that he saw. And there he will die. I will scatter to the winds all those around him, his staff, and all his troops, and I'll pursue them with drawn sword. They were trying to run into Egypt, but the Babylonians, the book of Nezah, caught up with them. Zedekiah and his sons. They will know that I am Yah when I disperse them among the nations. That's where we are now, right? The Portuguese, the French, the Spanish, the English, they all took a piece of us, didn't they? And scatter them through the countries. That's why we speak in Spanish and French and English and Portuguese. But I will spare a few of them from the sword. Praise Yah. That's why we're on a Blog Talk radio show right now. I will spare a few of them from the sword. And in Yah's eyes, there's only a few of us left. And we're under the captivity of our enemies. And yes, we speak in the word of Yah. Yah says famine and plague. Yeah. Plague, pestilence, famine, and sword. That's the sign of Yah. We've seen a pestilence with the hundreds of billions of locusts in East Africa, which is going to cause what? Famine. Famine and plague. Now we've seen a pestilence with the Corona 19 virus. Famine, pestilence, and plague. What comes after that? The sword. Okay, the sword. Y'all ready for the sword? Because the sword cuts you, sheds you, cuts you in half. And if Yah's not your protection, you're going to fall by pestilence, famine, plague, or sword. So that in the nations where they go, they may acknowledge all their detestable practices. That's what we have to do while we're here. In these lands of our captivities, acknowledge all of our detestable practices.
Yeah, because
you don't know what they are.
We become, no, you ain't got to find out, Paul. We become the posters. We become the poster children of all their perversity. Whatever nation
we're
in, whatever they want, they come right to us. Go out there and talk about LBGQ and sometimes GXIYZ, and go out there and be the poster children for drugs, be the poster chair for alcohol, be the poster chair for beating up your woman, be the poster chair for nothing. Just be the poster chair for everything, okay? And we do it. We got to look for
that's true. That's true. But what is Yah telling us to do? Listen to this, 16 verse. But I will, that's future tense, right? Spare a few of them from the sword. Who's going to spare us from the sword,
The Most High.
Famine. Who's going to spare us from famine?
Most High.
And plague. Who's going to spare us from plague?
Most High.
So that in the nations where they may go, they may acknowledge all their detestable practices. And I don't know if you know Ima Hadora, but this is her main point. We got to acknowledge our sins the sins of our fathers. Repent. Ask
but she
God
ain't
for
lying.
Forgiveness.
But she ain't lying. She's
no,
telling
no.
the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So have fun, Mosai. She ain't
what?
Lying.
Guess what? Guess what? If we hear what Ima Hadora is saying, this is what Yah says. Then they will know that I am Yah. Then they will know that I'm Yah. When we fulfill what Yah tells us to do, what Ima Hadora been hammering us in the head every day, that she breathes the breath of life, you got to acknowledge our sins and our detestable practices and that of our fathers, that's when we're going to know Yah.
And you know what our enemy says? Wait, what's going on? They changed.
Oh, they
co-signing everything we said. They leading the parade. What's going on? Something ain't right here. They always poke the chin for everything wrong we do. What's going on? I'm scared.
And believe me, that's what they're saying now because they ain't even thinking about us right now. We the farthest thing from their mind.
Truth be told, they know something
they
ain't right.
They fighting an enemy. They fighting an enemy that they can't
unseen
see.
Unseen enemy. The unseen enemy. That's what they call it. That Rona. That Rona.
All right. You know what corona means, right? That means crown. Corona
right.
is crown. Corona
yeah.
is crown. Who's
that
the crown?
Rona. That Rona.
Corona. Who,
you know,
who's the crown in the universe?
Well, you see, I'm a country boy. We always cut off. You know, you from New York. Y'all are precise in y'all language. Down here, we have a tendency to cut off certain words. So I just said that Rona. That Rona.
Rona. Corona. Corona means crown. Look it
crown.
Up.
Truth
crown.
Be told.
Who's the
truth
crown?
Be told. Truth be told. The king.
And what they saying? What they saying about the crown? It's an invisible enemy that they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that amazing? And if you
that
add wrong. 9 and 1 is 10, and 1 and 0 is 1, and Yah is 1, right?
Truth be told.
I'm throwing numbers out there. It says the word of Yah came to me, say, son of man, tremble as you eat your food. What food was he eating? He only eating bread and water. He said,
he would eat bread and food.
Huh?
Bread
and water.
He was eating
bread
food.
And water.
Due
bread,
and, bread
water.
And water. Prison food.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Come on, man.
He says, say to the people of the land, which is what we're trying to do on the Blog Talk Radio for real people, real talk show, because there's going to be a point in time when the message ain't going out no more and somebody can be acting out the judgment that y'all's about to bring. Because I've been trying to warn y'all for this long period of time. You haven't listened. You haven't repented. You haven't changed your ways. You haven't returned. Now, it's the time for judgment. It's too late to try to change now. How about that?
Truth be told.
Like when I used to get my ass whipped by my father, like, yo, go get the stick. It's too late to ask for forgiveness. I then gave you 1,000 warnings and you violated it. Now you have to feel the wrath. And there's no change in your father's mind when he's going to put that wrath on you, right?
Truth be told.
So we're dealing with the father. How many chances has he given us? How many times has he had mercy on us?
So many times. So many times.
So now it's time to get the licking stick. You know what the licking stick is, right?
Mama, come in quick and bring me that licking stick. That's what James Brown said, licking stick.
It says, this is what Sovereign Yah says about those living in Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They will eat their food in anxiety and drink their water in despair. Ain't
I
that
think they're doing
now?
That right now. I think they're eating their food in anxiety right about now as we speak.
So, you got to know the MO of Yah because this is what he does. You go into the store, you worry about somebody touching you, coughing on you with coronavirus.
Corona!
You got so much anxiety now, you don't even want to go to the grocery market.
Dead Rona.
And the water you drinking, you don't know if it's got microscopic plastic, if it's just tap water somebody put in a plastic jar and just selling to you for a dollar. Drinking your water in despair. The earth is 75% water. Did you know that?
Yep.
The same water that Adam drank is the same water we drink today. Because it recycles. It evaporates. It goes into the clouds and then drops down in the form of rain. It evaporates in the form of heat and then it drops. It's the same water that was there from the beginning. Oh,
exactly.
We're wasting water.
It ain't went nowhere.
You run into sink water, you're wasting gallons of water. Where the water going? It's going back in the earth, and the earth's going to take it, evaporate it, put it in the clouds, and then drop it back down. Same
and
water Adam
about
was drinking.
Right. And they're worried about the water. They said, so I've heard conspiracy theories that they giving it to the water. They giving it to you. They using the swab, and they putting it down your throat. Anxiety.
Hey, listen. I saw a film where they sent in the blankets from the people that was infected in China to folks in Africa.
I can believe it.
They got them wrapped up in bundles. They got shipments to go out to Africa, and they got the coronavirus in the blankets, like the white man did to the Native Americans with the smallpox. They put the smallpox in the blankets and gave it to the Indians. People are diabolical, man.
Man, what you said?
Diabolical.
Evil.
Wicked. No doubt. So we eat our food in anxiety and drink our water in despair to this day. But that's only because of Yah's judgment, right?
Truth be told.
Yah's judgment. And we see Yah's MO. And that's how he do. But I'm going to stop right there because that chapter was powerful.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Most we trying to tell the people that the Most High's judgment is coming. This is the fourth kingdom I've spoken about with Nebuchadnezzar. We read about. And with Daniel and his dream. This is the fourth kingdom. Started out with the Babylonian. And then we went into the Median Persian. Then we went into the Greco-Roman, and this is the end of the Greco-Roman period, which he said was iron and clay that don't mix. And Yah's cutting this stone with our hands that's going to crush the four kingdoms. So the book of Daniel is key to the times we're living in because he said the knowledge would increase and that this kingdom would be destroyed, that the Most High would turn these people on themselves. I mean, that's what we're seeing.
They got a lot of technology. They got technology up the Wimwane. They got warehouses of technology.
But they ain't got no protective gear for their doctors or their nurses.
Truth be told. Come on, man. Ain't that a shame?
Crazy.
That's a shame. You got all these plants. And you know, I made a statement, brothers and sisters, about their great leader. And the statement I made on Foosbook was why all them folk cramped up in that briefing room, all up on one another. I think they listening to me.
I said, why they
ain't in the rose garden where it's fresh air and they can be spaced off and whatnot. Man, you know the next day, they was in the rose garden.
Yeah, in the rose garden.
Bruh, I'm telling you, they got taps on your brother, bruh. They got taps on the brother. Okay?
But it don't make no never mind. Because their leader, their fearless leader, their intelligent Donald Trump, he's way behind the curve, man.
Oh, is that right?
He's a wartime president.
Are you stretching it a little bit to say intelligent? I think you're rather stretching it a little bit, okay? Just that.
You really got to watch because this nation is vulnerable. The nations are watching America. And America's enemies know they have no leadership. And America is at its most vulnerable point right now. They can't even handle a pandemic that's smacking them. And they're trying to dismiss. They're talking about sacrificing their elders to keep the economy up.
The ecologists have been told what the folks has taken cancer treatment. Now, we can't help you no more. It's a wrap. Go home and die. We got to handle this coronavirus. We can't do, but we can't chew gum and walk at the same time. Old people, go home and die.
But you know the Most High don't stand for that, because the elders were valuable treasures. As a matter of fact, we take care of our elderly.
We take care of our widow women. We take care of our elders. We take care of our children. We take care of our homeless. We take care of even when folk did wrong and mistakenly killed somebody, they gave you a chance to get to one of the sanctuary cities. But once you got there, you better stay there.
But you know that the nation of Israel was led by their council of elders. Don't just get rid of the elders. That's crazy.
Right. Come on now.
Just get rid of the elders.
You done got rid of the folk that been there, done that, and seen that, but you don't know nothing. We done killed the elder, but what we going to do? I don't know. I don't know nothing. All right, Brother Murray Kajer, let us bring our lovely, dear, lovely sister on from St. Louis, Missouri, Sister Ima Hadara. May the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is high. You know this sister got some fire.
Hello, Ima. Already know.
Ima, your mic is hot, love.
Shalom, my dear heart. All praise to the Most High. Yeah, isn't he worthy to be praised?
Truth be told, Ima. Amen to that.
This is the time that Israel should be exalting the name of Yah. They should be praising him with everything they have, every breath they take. Praise, a breath of it, praise and exaltation. You hear what I'm saying? Israel, if you only knew, when the Almighty speaks, as I like this verse, you all missed out on the most important verse.
That's what we got, Ima.
Okay, don't get slick now. Hold on.
Every verse is important. We ain't picking and choosing.
I know, but this is my term now. You have.
Hold on, Maury. Don't be talking to Ema like that. You be telling me I need to respect you. You respect your elders, player.
I'm respecting y'all, man. And Most High said, "Don't leave not one word out."
I hear you, brother. Go ahead, Ema.
Yes. In verse 25, for I am Yahuwah, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says Yah. Why did I say that's important? Because God is speaking today, and he has been speaking for a while. But you know, Israel is the same word that our forefathers said in this very verse. That don't come in here. Everything you said, we've heard all that before. Yeah, I'm talking about repent. We've already done that. You know, go where? Do what? Honey, It ain't then what? What's going to happen then? No. We've been hearing this over and over and over again. Well, the time is here now. Yah's been what is here. Now what, Israel? Yah has shown his then what. And he hasn't showed it like he's going to show it. You see. But the ball is back in your court now. Now what? What you going to do? It says, the Almighty again says he's the potter and we're the what?
Clay.
How are we going to give the instructions to the Creator as to how he is supposed to perform? Huh? We're going to lay the terms out as to what he. How are we going to accept him on our terms? He has to meet our terms. What kind of foolishness is this?
We passed that time.
You know,
we in the time of Ezekiel where judgment has come. And he's doing actions that's showing that I'm not talking to y'all no more. I'm bringing this fury, this fire, this punishment on your ass. There's no more talking. There's no more time. This is it. It's going to happen here and now. That's Ezekiel
now. When my children were growing up and I was a firm believer in just speaking, talking to my children. And they get to the point where they go, oh, here we go again. It's long, drawn-out talk. Not today. Go give me that belt. This is you here on the block today. Don't be talking today. I'm talked out. Okay. And that's where we are with the Almighty. See, we forgot the Almighty's words that it contains to Israel. The Almighty is awakening us. But he awakened us with instructions applied to it. And because he knows his children, look at he said, so you think you're going to be as the other families of the other nations that serve wood and stone? I think not. For with a stretched out arm and fury poured out, will I rule over you, O house of Israel? And with a stretched out arm and fury poured out, will I gather you. You see, the Almighty said we will no longer go astray from him. Well, when he gets through with this butt flipping this time around. See, we done lost a man over here. We lost our soul in Africa and lost our man in America and all these other lands where we were scared of too. You see. So the Almighty is doing his thing. And I just want to say, Jesus, you know, for all of those in the listening audience that's hanging on to JC and Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahweh Shah, whatever y'all want to call it, where is he today? They're closing the doors to where you're supposed to go find him. Because as it is stated in Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify of me in the churches. Well, the churches are closing their doors today saying, y'all, we can't have no more than 10 of y'all here. The Pope, who's supposed to be a representative of God on earth, he himself is wearing a mask and he's preaching to an empty square because the people, they ducking and dodging too. You see. But my point being, Jesus said he died for the sins of the world. Well, and he said, for those that believe in him, you shall have everlasting life. You should go to heaven and have everlasting life. Well, the Almighty said, not so. Let's see whose word is standing. If it's about going to heaven and having everlasting life, why are you guys running all over the place like a chicken with its head cut off? You should be running to this death so you can get to heaven to be with Jesus. You see? But Yah's word is standing as it is stated in the book of Daniel. The judgment shall sit. And he told Daniel that after he told him to close the book. Yah's judgment is here. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get consistently worse.
Ima, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm not going to him. I'm not going to have me, Ma.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't think nobody else is trying to get there either. They running like
okay, Ma. I believe you.
They running like hell to stay here on earth.
Truth be told, Ma. Truth be told.
Trump said said that he was going to order everybody back to work by Easter because that's the day that J.C. was supposed to have been resurrected from the dead in order to defeat to show the world he had defeated death. Well, what better time to tell everybody, hey, I'm Jesus. I defeated death. Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. Just come on to me because, hey, I got heaven waiting on you. These folks trying to hear that. They're not trying to hear that at all. And Moray brought an interesting point concerning the prophets. Anyone that knows the prophets of Yah, they didn't have no easy life.
True be told.
Isaiah walked around 3 years buck naked, huh? Sawed in half in the end. Jeremiah stayed in the dungeon, stayed in trouble. Ezekiel, we see now, hey, just like, wasn't it Jeremiah or Ezekiel Moray whose wife died? And Almighty wouldn't even give him the time to mourn his wife. The prophets' lives were not easy. And in the meantime, while Israel was pointing the finger, laughing, rejecting the words of the prophets because they told them too busy to tell them how crazy they were, guess whose word stood in the end? They weren't so crazy after all. But they were obedient, as you brought our brother Young Soo. He did, as it says in verse 7, so I did as I was commanded. Well, where is that in the book? What other prophet said anything like that? Well, why have I got none of that? And that's another thing that we know, that in studying the prophets, they did not contend with God.
Truth be told.
They obeyed. And that's all God has ever asked of Israel to do, is to obey him. And it's really for our good. Everything Almighty gave us is to for that we could have a peaceful, prosperous life, well-being, health. And we fight against that the hardest. But we don't fight against them using us to present ourselves or portray ourselves as whores and murderers and thieves, pimps, you know? Yeah, we don't will lovers as they call it, niggas. As a matter of fact, we're proud of it. Superfly came out. What happened?
Everybody thought they were the pimp.
Yeah. Whatever negative up there, a shaft, huh? Motorcycles, okay, whatever they want. Now the guys, they put us up there, our faces up there, men kissing men.
Yeah, we always been the poster children. Always been the poster children.
Every despicable act it is here on earth. And proud of it.
You better not say nothing, but I'll shoot you. That's how we think.
And the show you, as she was always said, our thinkers are broken.
Truth be told, Eva.
We have begged these nations to go and fight to preserve their way of life. But we won't and wouldn't fight to preserve our way of life that Yah gave us. Our enemies became our enemies. How can that be? But our enemy became our friend. How can that be?
Your enemy ain't gonna never be your friend.
That's an oxymoron, you know? but we fall for it every time. You put the word out to Israel, let us go before our God and tell them we're sorry. Oh, my word, you would have thought you had taken a pot of piss and threw it in their face. Or as Ezekiel was commanded to go and get some dung coming out of a man to cook his food, you would have thought you had asked him to do that? Just for us to go and get some relief by the doing what the Almighty has told us to do over and over and over again. Repent, return back to Him, do all that He has commanded of us to do. We don't want no part of that. We want to do it on our terms, and we want to do it when we're ready to do it, how we want to do it. The Almighty gave us precise instructions as to how, when, where, by whom. Line on line. He didn't leave nothing out. We don't have to guess about it, think about it, draw up no plans about it. And yet, we don't want no part of that. We go and create our own thing.
That's called leaning to your own understanding.
Hallelujah. You know, you're absolutely right. But, you know, I want to, in verse 14, I was scattered to everywhere and all who are around him. I was scattered there, verse 15, scattered them among the nations and dispersed them throughout the countries. Well, Israel, y'all didn't need no blueprint on as from anybody as to how to scatter us. He don't need no man's blueprint again on how to gather us. He told us what to do. Gather yourselves together, O nation, not church, not congregation, not belief, not religion, O nation, not desire. And he gave you fair warning before my day of wrath come so that you may be hidden. Israel said, I ain't doing that. You know, I ain't gathering with that nigga.
Truth be told, Ema. Truth be told.
That nigga ain't right. That nigga ain't keeping the law. He ain't keeping the feast day. No, I ain't gathering with that nigga. Huh? But you over here in the same under the same oppressive rulership as that nigga is. And the mere fact that you address your brother as a nigger tells you much.
Yeah, what'd that say about him? What'd that say about him?
That righteousness. The Almighty said we're smoking his nostrils.
Hey, look at Iman. Ema, I like to post on Facebook. I said I am not a religion. I don't have a religious leader. And I said I follow my creator. That's my leader. This brother, he proposed to push his agenda. Said, I hope you congregating together. I said, I do whatever the Most High says. I hope you're doing the same. Y'all ain't got something to say. I said, I do whatever the Most High says. I obey the Most High and everything he says. I said, I hope you're doing the very same thing, my brother.
And you know something, that's a perfect answer. The word, I'm saying this, and then I'm going to get off the mic. The word says we are blind.
Iman, what we just read. Mm-hmm. It said that.
We're blind and we're dull of hearing. We got eyes, but we can't see. We got ears, but we can't hear. You know, you got Israel running around here talking about they going to our oppressor, our enemy, our slave master, to buy some land to set up a Goshen to hide from the enemy, huh?
Hey, he got a map of the whole locale.
He got the map because you got to pay the taxes on it. And then he's going to tell you what you can and cannot put on the land. You see? But here's, look at what y'all, look at y'all. Y'all have always created a Goshen for Israel, even in the midst of all. When we were slaves, we didn't live in the same area that the slave masters lived in. When we came out of slavery, our portion of where we did wasn't the same as where the white folks lived. Then when we went into the Jim Crow era, we were segregated again. Y'all always kept us separated. And then when we went and on our own and we said, no, we want to be integrated, we integrated, and guess what? As soon as we come in, they go out. So the Almighty always kept us to ourselves in spite of ourselves. You see? And in the end, the Almighty said, the nation's going to be running to you, O house of Israel, grabbing hold of your skirt, because they say, surely your God is with you. But we're too busy running behind, trying to grab their skirts to emulate them, to be whatever they are. Then we wonder why we're in the condition we're in, because we don't want to hear the word of Yah. It makes us angry to hear his word. And as it's stated here in Ezekiel, the Almighty, when he told Ezekiel, let us be mindful. Wasn't nobody hearing these words but Ezekiel. Other folks wasn't hearing none of this. But Ezekiel obeyed. He didn't give not one argument about, well, they ain't going to believe me. Well, what the, you know, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Or I don't, you know what, they, I don't know, I can't go against the leaders and the teachers. They, uh-uh. So, Israel, we've got to return back to Yah. Yah is he's doing his thing before they can even recuperate behind this virus. Is something even deadlier on the horizon. We're beginning to see the whole world going to a free fall. And as Monterey Cottrell stated, America's enemies are many. And if we know anything about history, every great dynasty or civilization was destroyed, it first began to crumble from within before it was destroyed from the outside in. And the same thing is happening to America. How is it that this virus is spreading faster in America than anywhere? You can run, Israel, but you can't hide. That goes for everybody. You can run, but you cannot hide. And the same instructions that is given to Israel is given to the nations too, because Almighty said, those that have taken hold of my covenant, the strangers that take hold of my covenant, even they shall be invited to my holy mountain. So, as it is the saying, for the strangers it is for Israel and for the whole world, it's time, judgment is here. And what we're beginning to see is we're beginning to see ancient Egypt all over again. And you know what? Just one place, how many plagues for the Moray?
Many.
This is just the beginning. And right now, if you look at it, we're mindful, the leadership is running like they got their head cut off or something. They don't know what the word says in that day. Even a wise man will become fools. So that's where we are today. And let us continue with these prophets, because the word is unfolding right before our eyes. to the letter, but it should encourage you, Israel, to know that your God's word stands. You can trust it. And the reason why you need to know that you can trust it is because if his word has unfolded to the letter of everything he has said so far, don't you know it's going to do the same when he said, trust me, return back to me, and I got you. I'm your Savior. I'm your Redeemer. Be strong and good courage and fear God and know that I, Yah, am with you. Israel, we got to know our God. And we got to return to him. You can't run to Africa. You can't run to Benin. You can't run over there to the island. You can't. There ain't no place to run to.
Truth be told, I told y'all about them sheriffs with them wings, them four set of wings. They got them eyes on all over. You can run, but you can't hide. But I tell you what, Ima, there's a lot of folk listening right now. I said, huh, I ain't listening to them fool. I want to go to heaven.
Heaven is out there. Just go and start breathing in everybody's face. And
if they want to go that quick, ain't it?
The Almighty ain't got no problem accommodating you. And I have one question, Brother Young, too, before I'm off.
Yes, ma'am, love.
This virus cannot exist in a heated environment. Is that correct?
That's true, Ima.
Then your body has a temperature of 98.6 at all times. How is it surviving in the body?
Well, they say if the temperature get to 103, it will kill it off. So that means you got to stay under that fever. You can't get rid of the fever. You get rid of the fever, you let the virus live. See, what they're doing, from what I've been told at these hospitals, they're bringing your temperature down, and the Rona said, yeah! So they bring the temperature down, and the Rona said, yeah! You know, so they said let that temperature stay hot. If you let that temperature stay hot, get rid of all the virus. But they're doing, because they don't understand. They're totally confused about everything. And they seem to understand. If you keep the temperature up, you're going to cook the goose. But they turn the temperature down and the goose stay in the oven uncooked.
So when you perspire, you sweat out toxins in your body, right?
Exactly.
So it's the same principle. If your temperature is at 102, 103, you're going to sweat them toxins out your body.
Exactly. But see, they're so terrified of Rona. Because Rona, I suspect, is a headbuster. And so they're terrified of Rona. And so they're doing complete opposite. They're doing complete opposite of what they should be doing with Rona, is putting that fire to Rona. But they letting Rona survive and Rona busting heads. Okay?
I'll tell you what Corona means, right?
Yeah, you told me. Crown roll. Crown roll.
Crown. Crown. It means crown.
Crown roll. That don't mean, listeners, you go out and get no crown royal. I'm just saying. I'm just talking.
And if you don't know, just go out and get a Corona beer, and you'll see the crown on the Corona beer.
Yeah, Corona.
Yeah.
Crown of beer. And they said this is a crown of viruses.
Well,
an enemy that they can't see.
And they keep saying that over and over again. We're fighting an enemy that we cannot see.
And when they ever talk about waging war, right?
Listen, what's interesting is I read an article where they said that virus really hit hard starting in America March the 26th, 2020. That's when it really began to
take notice.
Is it coincidental that 26:20 lines up with Isaiah 26:20. Step into my chambers. I go step into my rap as by.
I wouldn't deny it, Imam. I wouldn't deny it.
I'd like to read that right quick, if I may. And then,
be my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Imam. My pleasure.
Oh, really? Now, really, that's Yah's mercy, because he's taken everybody that belongs to him out of the rat race. We ain't working on the plantations no more. So it gives Israel a chance to meditate, study, and to seek Yah while he can be found.
Hallelujah. Listen, in the whole 25th chapter of Isaiah is powerful, but I'd like to read Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your door behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation has passed. For behold, Yah comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. I just found that to be so coincidental.
Do you know what that means? That last verse we just read?
That the earth is going to disclose her blood?
Yes.
Justice. Justice.
So everybody that murdered somebody and thought
justice.
They got away with it because man
justice.
Didn't bring them to justice and they lived out
justice.
Their life and died. No, no. Yah's about to judge you.
Justice.
Yah's about to judge you. And what's he judging? He ain't judging your body. He's not judging your mind. He's judging your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody
mm-hmm.
was a murderer, a rapist, a killer, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, or y'all died in peace? No, 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 no. The blood you shed, the Most High is going to make you account for, not in the body, but in your soul.
And you know what the name of... And you know what you're saying there, Brother Morika? You know the name, a particular name, title to this show? Someone always held accountable, or should be. That is a particular name of it. Someone is always held accountable.
Your phone was breaking up. You got to say that one more time.
Someone is always held accountable, or should be.
Someone's always accountable.
Yep. Someone is always held accountable. You can run, as Ima Adora says, but you can't hide.
Well, we just read the book of Daniel, and he talked about the end of days. And the Most High said he will raise those that sleep in the dust, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting abhorrence. So what is he talking about? He's going to raise those that sleep in the dust. Those that sleep in the dust is dead. You're going to raise them, some to everlasting life. And that's what we know that Yah created man for, to live forever. But Adam and Eve messed that up. And he said, you shall surely die.
Mm-hmm.
But man was meant to live that path that Yah gave us, which is a righteous and a just, a path of peace. And some people lived that. That's why he said some would raise to everlasting life and some to everlasting abhorrence. So what does that mean? Does that mean Noah's going to come back? Does that mean Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, and Rachel, and Leah's coming back? Possibly. Possibly. We don't know. Moshe, Joshua, Caleb, the righteous people that Yah considers righteous, they got a chance to live forever. That's why people don't understand the 23rd Psalm. It says, he restores my soul, and I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. You can't dwell in the house of Yah forever unless he restores your soul.
Your soul.
So you might misinterpret what he's saying when he says, and he restores my soul. But explain to me how you're going to dwell in Yah's house forever unless he restores your soul.
He revives you. He revives you and bring you back together.
So, speaking of my king, King David, I want to read one of his psalms. Psalm
yes, right. We always end listeners with our psalms.
And guess what?
What, my brother?
The 104th Psalm is talking about the soul.
Let's listen up, brothers and sisters. Let's listen.
Bless Yah, O my soul. O my Elohim, Yah, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, covering yourself with light as a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a tent curtain, who lays the upper beam of his chambers in the waters above, who makes the clouds his chariot, who rides upon the wings of the wind, who makes his angels as wind, his ministers as flaming fire. You laid the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they departed away. The mountains rose up. The valleys went down to the place that you appointed them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not again cover the earth. You send the springs to gush forth in the valleys which flow between the hills. They give drink to every animal of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them, birds of the heavens have their habitation. They sing among the branches. You water the mountains from your lofty chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for the cultivation of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man and bread that strengthens his heart. The trees of Yah are well watered. The cedars of Lebanon that he planted, where the birds make their nests, where the stork has his home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, and the rocks are refuge for the badgers. He set the moon to mark the appointed seasons. The sun knows its time for going down. You make darkness, and it is night, and all the animals of the forest go forth. The young lions roar at their prey and seek their food from Elohim. When the sun arises, they gather themselves together and lay down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. Oh, Yah, how manifold are your works. With wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. So is the great and wide sea, which is full of innumerable creatures, living animals, both small and great. They go in ship. There go the ships. And there is Leviathan, which you have made to play in it. These all wait upon you, that you may give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are filled with good food. When you hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the surface of the ground. May the glory of Yah endure forever. May Yah rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing unto Yah as long as I live. I will sing praises to my Elohim while I have my being. For I will be glad in Yah. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless Yah, O my soul. Hallelujah.
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 Ima Hadora, any comments on that song before we get out of here?
No, I think that some said it all. Praise the Most High, Yah. Just Israel, open your ears so you can hear the words of your God. Open your heart to receive his word so that you can understand what Yah requires of you. And don't think that whatever it is you're doing in the dark, don't think you're getting away with it. For as it says in Isaiah 29:15, you seek to hide your counsel from Yah when you when you're in the dark, saying, Who shall see us? Okay? But the Almighty said He sees it all. You see? He knows us. He knows every last one of us. So the only thing we can do is to try to get our souls right. Be as King David. Study and meditate on our King's words. It brings us great comfort and great understanding. And it brings about humility. And then and only then can Yah do something with us, Israel. Once we return our souls back to our Creator, may Yah be with us all. May He have mercy upon all of Israel, far and near. And I thank you, Brother Yeon-Soo, for setting up this platform for us to speak and for our people to be able to hear the word of their God and not for the words of man, somebody preaching to them, telling them about what they believe and what they want to hear to entertain them, but the words of the living God, because we are the living, walking testimony of His word. Hallelujah.
All praises. Amen, Ima. Thank you, love. Brother Maureen Cottrell, any close remarks?
Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the Most High Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for leaving us this fountain of living waters. And the more you drink, the more you're going to live. And there's all kind of water to drink from, and the words that the Most High left on record for us to drink from. You just got to want to drink it. And I've been drinking for a long time, and it quenches my thirst. It gives me peace of mind, gives me confidence and supreme understanding of what the Most High is telling us to do as a people. And I'm so glad that He made me a servant to convey His word to our people, to share this fountain of living water with our people. And I hope our people come to the fountain of living waters and drink this stuff up, because it's the only way you're going to live and survive and receive your salvation.
Truth be told. Truth be told, Maureen. Thank you, brother. Well, listeners, let us thank the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the Real Talk for Real People show. Let us thank Sister Ima Hadura from St. Louis, Missouri, Brother Maureen Cottrell from New York City. And let us thank you. Stay connected to your Creator. Stay safe. Stay at home and get your minds right. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Most High in all your ways. If it's good enough for a king, it should be good enough for you. King David asked for a new thinker because he knew his thinker was working on him, not for him. Why don't you ask for one? It'll work for you too. A thinker that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and that thirst after righteousness. That's the kind of thinker you need, a humble one. Well, I don't know where y'all going, as Brother Maureen Cottrell alluded to, but y'all finna get ready to get out of here. Don't worry about the Rona. Don't worry about that headbuster. What you all be worried about, you're worried about the wrong thing. You ought to be worried about the real headbuster that sends out the little headbuster, the big headbuster, Elohim-Yah. That's who you all be worried about. Truth be told, and we telling you too. Well, we love you. And don't worry about it. We're going to rise. We rose before from everything. Like I said, we rose from captivity. We rose from Jim Crowism. We rose from the lynching, the rapes, the robbery, the murders, and whatnot. Most High willing, we'll rise from this Rona. Enjoy this lovely song. We will rise. Shalom, and we love you. Good night.
Our next guest was discovered by Stevie Wonder. She's known for her incredible voice. She's here performing Rise Up from her debut album, Cheers to the Fall. Give it up for Andra Day. Yeah!
Hey,
broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fire, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Bring it to its feet.